USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump warning it could be July or even August or maybe even later before the current coronavirus crisis is over in the United States. The president yesterday holding a news briefing during which he urged older Americans in particular to stay home and stay away from other people, older people being at an increased risk of contracting the coronavirus. Many governors across the nation are echoing the president's words. Here's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
We have never faced anything like this before. This is going to be much harder, take much longer, and be much worse than almost anyone is currently understanding.
The outbreak leading to Ohio canceling its presidential primary today, though Florida, Arizona, and Illinois are going ahead with them. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Coronavirus fears led Wall Street stocks to plunge again yesterday, the largest one-day drop for the Dow Jones Industrial Average since back in 1987. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House announcing the situation could last through the summer, July or August, and that new information spooking investors.
I think that what we do, and I've spoken actually with my son, he says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. But we're going to be hopefully a best case, not a worst case, and that's what we're working for.
The president releasing a series of coronavirus guidelines, the two-page list called 15 Days to Slow the Spread. The guidelines advise Americans to avoid eating out in restaurants and bars and to avoid social gatherings with more than 10 people.
Again, that's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Oscar-winning actor Tom Hanks and his wife, actress and singer Rita Wilson, are out of a hospital in Australia after being diagnosed with coronavirus last week. Their son, Chet Hanks, says in a video message on his Instagram that the couple is still in self-quarantine. Hanks and Wilson believed to be at a penthouse apartment where they've been staying while Hanks was working on a movie about Elvis Presley. An Iraqi base hosting U.S.-led coalition and NATO forces coming under rocket attack again. Iraq's military is saying that rockets slammed into the base south of Baghdad late last night. No word on whether there were any casualties. The base houses Spanish troops that are part of the U.S.-led coalition, as well as other NATO training forces. And Amazon is stopping the sale of most versions of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and other Nazi books. The response coming after years of campaigning from Holocaust charities. The ban impacts the main editions produced by publishers, including London's Random House. Jewish groups and charities have been campaigning ever since the late 1990s to stop the online retailer from selling copies of Hitler's Evil Manifesto. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.